As we reflect on the passion narrative of our Lord Jesus Christ, we heard it last Palm Sunday from Luke, we heard it today from John, we see so many different characters within it, and one has really stuck out to me, especially just what's going on in our lives. This character is great for any of us, for all of our situations, but particularly this particular person in the Passion Narratives is someone that we can all relate to. Thinking how much recently things are not going great. Let's be honest, right? We're closing and combining churches. We're closing a industry that has been here almost 200 years, a staple of the community. A lot of people are experiencing illnesses, suffering, deaths within their family, expected or unexpected. In times of suffering, we really have a couple of choices. We actually see this example in the Passion Narrative. Today in the Gospel, John tells us that the Lord was led to Golgotha to be crucified next to two criminals. Tradition, we know these criminals are the good thief and the bad thief. And we know in Luke, as we just heard on Palm Sunday, we hear the dialogue between the Lord Jesus and the good thief. The good thief, whose name is actually Dismas, Saint Dismas, his presence beside the crucified Christ was not a coincidence. In fact, it's a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy that we heard in our first reading today, that the suffering servant, the Lord Jesus, would be numbered among the wicked. Therefore, the salvation of the good thief was guaranteed. But not only that, he also participated in the fulfillment of Scripture. He was in the right place at the right time, appointed by God. So often we see this good thief, and he's referred to as the one who stole heaven, and it's hard for us to wrap our minds around it, like, that's not fair, that's not just. God's ways are not our ways. God's justice is his mercy. This encounter between the good thief and Christ seems accidental, but it had been prepared from all eternity by the Lord. The Lord who knows hearts. He knew that there on that cross, he would find true faith. St. Dismas represents all sinners touched by grace in their final moments. He is the first deathbed conversion recorded. His name, Dismas, is forever known as the good thief, this oxymoron, because we have the bad thief. His name is only revealed to us through Christian traditions, such as the apocryphal gospels. What are those? Those that are not included in the canon of Scripture. In the church's tradition, saw him as a young man who was marked by crime. From an early age, he got involved with groups that were not good. He lived outside of the law, robbing travelers on the roads that crossed the Judean desert. His life seemed headed for a tragic and inevitable end. But God, in his infinite mercy, was preparing a surprising outcome for Dismas. Little is known about his family, but we know of the scene at the end of his life. On Calvary, the scene was desolate. There they are, three crosses raised with three men on them, condemned to death, three stories marked by suffering, but only one among them was innocent, the Lord Jesus. Here he is between the two thieves. One thief mocked and provoked him, demanded a miracle that would deliver him from the cross, while the other, in an act of great humility, recognized the justice of his penalty and the innocence of Christ. Dismas's words echo through eternity as the most beautiful example of sincere contrition. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It was not a request for earthly deliverance. It wasn't a selfish plea. He was a prayer of pure faith, coming from a broken heart that saw beyond the cross and acknowledged the kingship of Christ. There, in that midst of pain, hope was born, and Jesus, in an immediate and merciful response, spoke one of the most moving phrases of the gospel. "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." And we know, I spoke of this, but just a reminder, throughout Scripture, whenever the word remembrance is used, it is always in reference to salvation. The Lord remembers his covenant with Noah. The Lord remembers Moses and his covenant with the people. "Lord, remember your people." So many psalms we cry out, "Remember your people, O Lord. Remember your covenant." And Jesus, as we celebrated last night, does what in the new covenant tells us, "Do this in remembrance of me." Every time we go to Mass, even though today isn't a Mass, there's your Catholic trivia question for the day. Every time we go to Mass, we enter into that salvific moment. A new salvific moment is given to everyone who attends Mass. And so the good thief, it's not a coincidence he uses those words. And these words from Jesus telling him that you will be with me in paradise sealed the eternal destiny of Dismas. Dismas was the first to enter heaven after the Lord's redemptive death. No physical miracle was granted to him, but he received the greatest gift of all, eternal salvation. The cross became a throne for him. From earlier centuries, the Church has always recognized Dismas as the perfect model of trust in divine mercy. In these apocryphal writings like the Gospel of Nicodemus, we find more symbolic and pious details about him. Church fathers like St. Augustine and St. John Chrysostom often cited the example of the good thief in their sermons. For them, the conversion of Dismas showed that no one is beyond the reach of grace, even in the final moments of life. The Church has always seen in his story a source of consolation for the repentant sinner. Dismas became the patron of last chances. The dialogue between Christ and Dismas on the cross is one of the deepest and most dramatic moments in the Gospels. In the midst of this excruciating pain, hope unexpectedly breaks through with great force. This shows us the victory of faith over despair, humility over pride, grace over sin. There, before the crucified Savior, Dismas becomes the first visible fruit of redemption. Dismas didn't have any time for great deeds or even reparation. His salvation didn't come through his own merits, but through his living and trusting faith. This doesn't negate the importance of doing good, but rather reveals the power of sincere repentance. St. Dismas' story teaches that God sees the heart and that true conversion is possible until one's last breath. Maybe many of us have persons, family members who have fallen away from the faith we think are hopeless or have gone so far. Invoke the intercession of St. Dismas. In Christian spirituality, he became a symbol for those who, even having lived in sin, find redemption by grace. His story resonates with the strength of an authentic testimony. This is the first testimony and witness to Jesus Christ. His brief statement, recorded in Scripture, is enough to define his entire life, his soul. He recognized Jesus as a king, as the king, at a time, think about this, when everyone despised him, Everyone. It was an act of spiritual heroism. It defied the world's logic, but it was welcomed by heaven. His invocation in the church's prayer is discreet but powerful. Many who are dying upon making their final confession ask for his intercession. Hospitals and prisons dedicate chapels to him as a hope for those seeking reconciliation in their final moment. His name has become synonymous with trust in divine mercy. His figure is particularly dear to those who work in prison ministry. Many inmates see in his story a mirror of their own lives. The good thief is a sign that God doesn't abandon anyone, even behind bars. He is a bridge between human justice and God's justice. St. Dismas' spirituality doesn't rely on long speeches, but on a single phrase full of faith. His theology is simple. Recognize Jesus Christ as Lord and trust in his promise. There isn't rationalism, no theorizing, only faith, and this faith is genuine and complete, and it opens the doors of paradise. St. Dismas' conversion is also a denouncing of the hardened heart, because the bad thief, known as Justice is his name, while he sat there, blasphemed, Dismas opened himself to the light. And the contrast between these two men crucified shows how, when facing the same reality, people make different choices. Choices can even be opposite. Both of them were praying. The good thief and the bad thief were praying. Think about what's prayer? Talking with Jesus. One of them blasphemed. One of them asked for forgiveness. The decision lies in the human heart, my friends. In popular tradition, as consecrated, St. Dismas is the patron saint of prisoners, the repentant, and the dying. Many people wear medals with his image or pray novenas asking for his intercession at the hour of their death. His example has been powerful throughout the centuries, especially among the most desperate, as a sign that hope never dies. St. Dismas is celebrated for who, not for who he was, but for what he became by grace. We celebrate Dismas not for who he was, but what he became by grace. And that's what we're all called to. St. Dismas is the first to enter heaven after the cross. Think about that. The merciful heart of the Redeemer, the most sacred heart of Jesus, is revealed in the good thief. Over the centuries, the church has reflected on his story. Doctors of the church, saints, saw in him a confirmation of the doctrine of grace. He wasn't saved by an accumulation of merits, but by a sincere encounter with the Savior. An encounter that took place at the height of pain, suffering, and surrender. His story is a living lesson against spiritual despair, as well as a constant call to vigilance. And my friends, in the spiritual battle, when things are rough, when there's suffering, the devil will tempt you to discouragement and despair. St. Dismas is often invoked as the advocate of impossible causes, especially at the hour of death. His image is also often placed at the beds of the terminally ill. Many parents pray for their wayward children by invoking his intercession. He is the saint in the trust, saint of trust and promise in the promises of Jesus. The theology of hope is fully illustrated in him. In a world that condemns and excludes Dismas, God's divine response of inclusion through faith, he shows that sincere repentance is stronger than an entire life of sin, and that no one is lost forever. Through his remembrance in the 13th century, the doctor and great saint of the church, St. Thomas of Aquinas, used St. Dismas' story for the theology of baptism of desire. Dismas wasn't baptized with water, but he was purified by the blood of Christ and by the sincere desire for the kingdom. He became a saint not through many years of virtue, but through a single moment of genuine love. One single moment. St. Dismas is also the patron saint of rehabilitation movements, rehab centers for drug addicts. Dismas is remembered as an example of redemption. Many of those going through rehabilitation adopt his name as a symbol of new life. His testimony is a beacon in the darkness of addiction. The simplicity of his story is its greatest strength. An ordinary man, a sinner, a criminal, who encounters the Savior's gaze, Christ's look that changes everything forever. Dismas' conversion took place at the height of suffering. It shows that God's love is stronger than human despair. Dismas didn't ask for relief from his pain, some visible sign. Just remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom. Christ established in the Good Thief the first example of the fruit of his passion. Think about this. Saint Dismas is the first canonized saint. Not an apostle, not a martyr, not Mary Magdalene. A criminal is the first canonized saint. And you know who canonized him? Jesus. This day you will be with me in paradise. Priests and theologians consider St. Dismas' prayer a perfect form of an act of contrition. It contains the acknowledgement of the acceptance of his penalty, but yet total trust in Christ. It's not a rehearsed prayer, but one that spontaneously arises from a soul touched by the light of Christ. Dismas, even without having frequented synagogues or deeply studied the scriptures, he recognized the Messiah. And this recognition arose from a simple and contrite heart. It was more precious than all the knowledge of a scholar. Only faith and humility brought him to this. Dismas became wise on the cross. This is why we say Catholic tradition, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What's Dismas say to the bad thief? Do you not fear God? We're guilty, he's innocent. This fear of the Lord leads to wisdom. Fear of the Lord being reverence, identifying him. You are the King, you are the Messiah. Save me. And isn't it amazing that in this scene at the cross, while everyone else is mocking Jesus, Dismas is the only one who defends him. His disciples are gone. They're not defending him. His followers, the priests, are yelling insults and jeering him. And the only one who comes to the defense of Christ is the good thief. He never walked with Jesus, but yet he was the only one to acknowledge him as king. His faith is born of love. It wasn't prior knowledge. Dismas also represents those who come to faith outside of the normal or usual time frame. He wasn't with Christ during his public ministry, nor did he hear his teachings. But at the final moment, he saw with the eyes of his heart. His faith came late, but it was intense. His faith was stronger than the Pharisees' unbelief. This also dovetails with one part of Luke which always bothered me and I didn't understand. When Jesus turns to the Pharisees and says, prostitutes and tax collectors will enter the kingdom of heaven before you. It's because they're not faithful. The Pharisees, Jesus was calling out their spiritual blindness. And who's the first person to enter heaven? The good thief. The criminal. There's a deep pastoral value In St. Dismas's story, it teaches us that it's never too late to return to God. As long as there's life, there's time for grace. And this is one of the most beautiful truths of Christianity, and it's so powerfully expressed in the Good Thief. He shows us that the final judgment of a soul belongs only to God, and that he acts out of mercy. The Good Thief represents the gospel of hope. He is the image of it. He is the gospel of hope. His figure speaks powerfully to those who've lost their way and invites trust, even when everything seems lost. The power of his legacy continues to touch hearts in our day and age. He's the living hope of every one of us, because every one of us is a sinner. He's a beacon in the darkness. He's a beacon of light that's brought to him in the darkness of eternity. St. Dismas holds a privileged place among the saints. Again, the first to receive from Jesus' own words the assurance of salvation. Very few saints hold that honor. He's the only one who was canonized on the cross. St. Dismas is also remembered as a symbol of humility. So important. God's grace can't work when our pride is in the way. St. Dismas didn't ask for any miracles, no relief from his suffering. He accepted his cross, and this voluntary acceptance of his penalty was the first step towards his salvation. He understood that to reach the kingdom, one must first acknowledge one's guilt. Dismas's humility strongly contrasts with the pride of the bad thief. Both were in the same situation. Both responded quite differently. One closed his heart, the other opened it to the light of Christ. Dismas's cross became an altar where he met God. His example shows that conversion doesn't require time, but sincerity. In an instant, he went from darkness to light. His soul, burdened with wrongdoing, was purified by a single sentence of love. St. Therese of the Child Jesus said she wanted to die like St. Dismas, with her eyes fixed on Jesus and a repentant heart. Others, like St. John Bosco, invoked him as the intercessor of his wayward youth. The story of Dismas is a testament to mercy. Amid the darkness of death, the light of forgiveness shines through Christ. My friends, with God, everything can change. There's no wasted time when there is true repentance. Time bows before grace, and thus St. Dismas remains the watchman of our human crosses. Wherever there's suffering and despair, he appears as comfort and guide. The thief who stole heaven became the guardian of hope. This is a story that never ceases to move and convert. I have many saints, but St. Dismas is among many favorite saints. He is definitely among my favorite. St. Dismas, the Good Thief, continues to inspire and intercede for all sinners. His name in and of itself is a sign of living hope. May his story always remind us that it's never too late to return to God, and that with a contrite heart, paradise is within reach.